10 years later, Tom Von Essen retains a crystal-clear image of a moment on 9/11/01. The then New York City Fire Commissioner stood in the lobby of the burning number one World Trade Center.
You could see on the faces of the young guys, especially, I thought, excitement. And I looked at the faces of some of the older guys, and I thought a little bit more trepidation, you know, more wisdom and more understanding of what they were getting themselves into.
Von Essen says the big fire bosses were concerned and wanted the firefighters out.
The chiefs had already made that decision early. They wanted that North Tower evacuated not very long at all into the operation. But, you know, there were units that had heard maydays of other units, that they knew the fire officers, they knew the men, of people were trapped, of firefighters that needed help. And some of that is where you find that really extreme bravery to just go and continue going forward into harm's way.
But Von Essen said nobody knew that 102 minutes after the first building was hit, both towers would have collapsed into rubble. Rich Lamb, WCBS 880 News. A decade later, then Fire Commissioner Tom Von Essen remembers clearly that his chiefs early on wanted to evacuate the firefighters from the North Tower. Von Essen recalls a conversation in the lobby of the North Tower with one of the chiefs, then considered the ranking American expert on building collapses, but Von Essen cautions,
I don't think anybody knew, though, until the South Tower fell, how bad the situation was. Because Ray Downey said to me, you know, boss, these buildings can fall. It was after the South Tower was hit. And I know, I always remember, and I will take to my grave, the look in his eyes. It wasn't a look of fear. It wasn't a look of, Tommy, get everybody out of here. It was a look of, these buildings can come down.
Chief Ray Downey was killed in the collapse of the North Tower at 10:28 a.m., 9/11/01. Rich Lamb, WCBS 880 News.